This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think Seth Hernandez has the most pure upside of any player in this class. I think he has front of the rotation upside. It's a fastball that's been up to 100 miles per hour. It's an elite 70 grade changeup. We talked about Tyler Bremner's changeup. I think Seth Hernandez is as good, probably a tick better for me. He's got a chance to have multiple breaking balls that are above average pitches. He's also one of the better hitters on a team that has a ton of hitters that we're going to hear probably tonight. I think this is a phenomenal pick.
Carlos wants him two-way. It sounds like you want him as a two-way. The big thing that jumps out to me, you watch him throw, it's sublime. His delivery is butter. I think the main thing in talking to people in other organizations, he does a really good job in terms of separating and then timing everything into foot plants such that he's able to transfer energy efficiently through his chain. That's why you look at him and go, my God, I love that delivery. That's the key thing that I think the Pirates were looking at and going, we can train that. We can figure out how to get him to a better breaking ball because, again, I don't think he's going to throw that change up more than 30% of the time. Right.
His delivery is like butter, Doran.
Yep.
He transfers that energy effortlessly. I know when I was watching the tape for the last 4 months, I wanted this Seth guy because of that effort exchange. That's what did it for me. Oh, man. His release point. I have no idea what I'm looking at. He's a high school pitcher. However, that was MLB Network's analysis of the Seth Hernandez pick. He is a high school pitcher, so we'll just start real easy here at 412-928-9370. The Pirates are rich with pitching depth as it is. Do you think they did the right thing, 412-928-9370? MLB Pipeline says he could be the best high school pitching prospect of all time. Jim Callis of MLB Pipeline says he's better than Hunter Green was at that point. Hunter Green, a prep pitcher, he wound up with the Reds, has been very good. Alden Gonzalez of ESPN writes, his favorite pick in the first round, Seth Hernandez. High school pitchers are incredibly risky, he writes, especially when taken so early in the draft, but Hernandez is a great athlete who already throws hard, boasts a plus changeup, showed improvement with his breaking ball this spring. He'll go the Hunter Green route from standout high school pitcher to major league ace. But the Pirates already have pitching. I saw a lot of people were bummed out about this, if not angry about this on social media. So are you, 412-928-9370, Doran.
You add to something of strength that you've done well with. At least it's an area that you know that this organization has done well with in the past, 6 years. So I have no problem with it. I just think of like little things like, you'll be able to trade some other pieces to get something back. And now you're creating that depth of pitching, which you already have. So now it makes it maybe more expendable to trade eventually. But I think of things like, I'm not watching Seth Hernandez. Like, let's be honest, Doran is not sitting around looking up stats and scouting Seth Hernandez. I have no clue who this kid is, but I've heard he's obviously pretty good.
I've watched him the last 4 months, Thor. I mean,
yeah,
he's outstanding.
Yeah, you're different than I am. Yeah, you should sit down.
That's probably 6 months, really.
You watch these young players that you watch them, you find them, you seek them out, and you knew that the Pirates were going to select a guy like Seth Hernandez.
I didn't watch him pitch once until last night.
I just think about him pitching in high school. And I've talked about this with a lot of athletes. Like, and I watch a lot of baseball, whether it's professional baseball, whether it's youth baseball. I mean, I watch a lot of baseball, and I kind of try to project these kids that are so-called good baseball players at this young age that my sons are at, and being like, okay, like I could see this kid maybe doing this or that in high school. But to be able to be the sixth pick of the draft in pitching in high school, like, I just put myself in the stands of watching that. It has to be like amazing, right?
It has to be amazing. Be one of the cooler things you'll see from an amateur, right?
Right.
When you got a guy who's 6'4", who's throwing at times 100 miles an hour. I've done reading that says he sits low to mid 90s, but when he wants it, he'll throw 100 miles an hour. And I guess what's really exciting about this guy is he has room to grow into that frame.
Uh-huh.
They say he's got a really projectable frame, Doran.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So he'll probably wind up sitting around 98, uh-huh, 99 routinely. And he's got that Bailey Falter thing going.
The length.
Yes, where he lets go of the ball super close to home plate. So he throws hard and it gets on you fast. I'm not going to fault them for taking a high school guy sixth overall. You're right. The one thing that they've done is identify these arms in the draft. People crush them, and I think fairly so, for the Henry Davis pick. And Henry has turned into a really good defensive catcher, but you're hoping that this dude would have been a good defensive catcher eventually, maybe, but that he would hit 20 home runs, that he would get on base, that he would be an impactful bat. He has not become that. But in that draft, they got Bubba Chandler, who's the number one pitching prospect in all of Major League Baseball. Last year, they did get Connor Griffin, who's fast-tracking his way to the major leagues, although Ben Cherington said on his radio show that he might not wind up in AA Altoona this year, so everyone should probably hold their horses on Connor Griffin being a Pirate next year. But they have drafted well lately. Even Gonzalez, the Pirates' second baseman, looks like a pretty good draft pick. So they've done that well. If you're good at that, I'm not going to question the pick. Plus, I think you hit on the most important thing here, and it's something that Noah Hiles brought up to us on Friday. Get the best prospect available, and if it's a pitcher, that winds up being great because you've already got a ton of depth, and now you should be able to trade from a position of strength. My God, please. You've got Johan Oviedo working his way back. You've got Jared Jones, who will be back for you next year. You've got a rotation right now that's really good. You'll subtract Andrew Heaney, but that's fine because you got Burrows. Didn't pitch well the other day, but has been very good for the Buccos this season. You've got Ashcraft, who's in the bullpen, who could be a starter for you. That guy is devastating. He's got great stuff. Hunter Barco's a top 100 prospect. Trade some of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Trade a guy. Because that's your position of strength, and you've got one blue chip hitting prospect. Now, you could say you should have drafted one, and then you'd have two blue chip hitting prospects. No, take the best available player, and if it's at your position of strength, you find a way to move one of these guys and acquire a bat for next year and beyond. That's what they should do, and I think that's what they will do if they get the right general manager in here. You will trade from a position of strength. That's how good teams get it done. 412-928-9370. Not to mention, he's probably going to make his big league debut in like 2028, which means he could ultimately be Paul Skene's replacement.
Yeah.
And if he's Hunter Green, I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, yeah.
412-928-9370. His ERA this year in high school, over 50-ish innings. 0.39.
Man.
Imagine getting a hit off that guy. He had 100-some strikeouts, 6 walks. What you usually don't get from these high school dudes is when they throw that hard, you usually don't get this level of control.
Uh-huh.
And his control, according to all the experts, is impeccable. and he's got a devastating changeup, which is something that usually takes a while to come along. You don't usually see youngsters command a changeup, throw it frequently, get swing and miss, and he's done all those things. So I'm pretty excited about him. 2028, Crowley and Dorn are really going to enjoy watching this guy.
How does he get fast-tracked, though?
I don't know that you do fast-track a high school guy. But because he's got the changeup,
right,
and it already works for him, I think it means he'll probably get here faster than your normal high school guy, like faster than a Jamison Tyone. That makes sense to me, because usually a changeup's one of the last things that you can master. The breaking stuff, supposedly good, needs to be a little bit crisper. I guess he needs to locate that a little bit better, but with time, you throw that hard, those things will come. People already texting in, they should have drafted a bat. Do you think they should have taken a bat? Sixth overall. You don't even have to know much about this Seth Hernandez, but just conceptually, would you have rather the Bucks taken like a college bat, a guy who could maybe be here next year or the year after? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls, texts, and tweets on that coming up next. Also, Paul Skeens makes history yet again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And
yeah, no, I mean, obviously the Pirates are a great organization, and obviously it was kind of a dream to be there, being able to pick their brains like Skeens and Jared Jones. So kind of always wanted to be there. Obviously with the Pirates, a great organization. So being able to get picked by them, it was super surreal. But also, like, being able to share the field with those guys was super cool. So being able to come here was definitely a dream come true.
So we've talked about how free agents probably don't go, ooh, Skeens plays for the Pirates, let me sign on the dotted line. Free agency deal probably doesn't do nothing for them. But if you're a young pitcher and you get drafted, you don't really have a choice. I mean, I guess he could go to college. He's a Vanderbilt commit. Seem to think he's going to just go right into the minor league system. I probably would be excited.
Yeah.
Skeens and Jared Jones, he mentions, bang. You got Mitch Keller, at least for now. You know probably about Bubba Chandler if you are a prospect yourself, because you're probably paying attention to these things leading into the draft. So I took Seth Hernandez there at his word that he's excited about becoming a Pittsburgh Pirate. Did they do the right thing by drafting a high school guy? 412-928-9370. It's not the NFL draft. It's not the NBA draft. You don't draft for need.
Mm-hmm.
You draft for the best available player. Because even the high school guys, or excuse me, even the college guys, aren't usually going to come up and help you right away. Now, Wyatt Langford for Texas did jump right up. Paul Skeens didn't take very long. Steven Strasburg didn't take very long. But those dudes are few and far between. More often than not, it's going to be a couple of years. And you don't know where you're going to be, no matter what organization you are, in a couple of years. So you take the best available player. And most of these mocks had him going ahead of pick number 6. And a lot of people calling him, Seth Hernandez, the best pitcher in the draft. So do you have a problem with it? 412-928-9370. When you think about the state of the Pirates, it makes a lot of sense to go, ooh, take a college bat, like that shortstop out of Oregon State, because you need a shortstop, and you want a guy that's going to come up here and help you ASAP. But if Hernandez winds up being Hunter Green, and you took a guy who's an average to above average major league hitter just because you took a player in a position of need, I think you've done the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't disagree with what they've done here. Do you? 412-928-9370. Here's what Hernandez had to say about his pitch arsenal, Doran.
Yeah, I had 4 pitches this year. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. Obviously, my changeup's always been pretty my bread and butter, but I think this year especially, I was able to spin all 4 pitches for strikes, which was really cool. And then I think it was really just being able to fine-tune my mechanics, make it repeatable. And once that happened, the breaking stuff really just started locking.
I stabbed myself in the leg with a pen.
Yeah, I saw something happen over there.
Dropped the pen, caught the pen, stabbed myself with the pen.
Yep. You winced.
It hurt.
Yeah, you winced.
That's not an area where you like getting hit, is the groinal region.
No, that's not good.
Mm-mm. Midway between the groin and the kneecap there, yeah.
Not good.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. You all right?
Ah, a little blood.
Uh-uh.
Stabbed myself with a pen, got a little blood going on here.
You're going to get ink poisoning.
That's right. If I should go down in the midst of the show, you've got more than enough help, though. You got Harry Callis behind the glass. You've got intern RJ, Noah Hiles at 8 o'clock, Joey Molinaro at 8:35, who I called Joey Molinari whenever I was setting the show up before 6 a.m. It's Molinaro. Dave Molinari is a Hall of Fame hockey writer that's been around for a long time. So forgive me my mistake. We also asked people where you could eat pizza and it would be considered inappropriate. And someone texted in that submersible that went down to view the Titanic.
Yep.
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like if I'm going to get on one of Elon Musk's rockets and go to space, if I have to eat a snack in space, it's going to be a pizza.
I would love for it to be a pizza.
I feel like if I'm getting on a submersible, if I'm getting on some sort of sea vessel, and I'm going to be on this thing for, in their case, unfortunately, eternity. But hypothetically, it's going to be successful. I'm going down for 4 or 5 hours on one of these submarines. I'm probably eating a pizza. If I eat anything.
What about like deep sea fishing? You taking a pizza with you? That's fine, I guess.
What else am I going to eat?
Right.
We haven't done the fishing yet. Like, once you fish, I can eat the fish. Before I eat the fish... And you're probably not doing that until you get on land. What am I going to eat? A pizza.
Yeah.
You can't find a place where it's not okay to eat a pizza. Like, someone writes in, a funeral, not a good place to have a pizza. But if you're part of the family, back room, you're probably eating cold cuts, probably drinking some coffee,
mm-hmm.
and there's probably a pizza laying around.
Yeah.
At least at funerals I've attended. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, that pick just seems like another step towards trading Paul eventually. Another sign the Pirates won't ever change. Well, what small market team would have Paul Skeens for the entirety of his career? I forget who it was who said the other day, and this blew my socks off, but in a bad way. The Pirates will never have another Hall of Famer.
What?
It's probably right. Like Andrew McCutchen could get in. He's on the cusp. But after Kutch, I don't know that you're going to ever have a guy that goes into the Hall of Fame again wearing a Pirates hat. Like, Skeens is going to be a Hall of Famer if he stays healthy. I feel very confident in saying that. But
you don't think he'll go in as a Pirate?
Not if he has a 18-year career and only five of the years are spent in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's true.
Jeez. I think he would have to win a World Series here. Because goes off and plays for the Dodgers or the Mets or the Red Sox or the Yankees for 13 years and wins championships and is pitching in game sevens, he'll get in and we'll think of him fondly and they'll probably retire his number 30 or put a statue up or something if he's the greatest pitcher of all time, but he's probably not going in wearing a bucko cap. Yeah, I do think eventually Seth Hernandez, you pencil him in with Bubba Chandler, and that's the top two in your rotation, and you're feeling really good about it. But Paul Skeens probably isn't here. Yeah, he probably is a Paul Skeens replacement. But there are reasons to criticize the Pirates, and there are reasons not to criticize the Pirates. You're not seeing a small market team ever hand out a $600 million contract. It's just not going to happen. Not with the way that baseball is designed. Now, if there's a salary cap and a salary floor and this next collective bargaining agreement, if the economics of baseball change, then yeah, maybe. But they're going to have to win before he's a free agent, too. Even if there's a floor and a cap, I'd find it hard to believe he would still sign here if they're just meandering along in mediocre or worseville. Texter, eating pizza and a Port-a-John on the North Shore during a Stiller tailgate is grotesque.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not eating anything in a bathroom. That's probably where you would draw the line, but that's not just specific to pizza.
I really can't think of a place that is not acceptable to eat a slice of pizza. Not one place.
Harry, have you looked at our, to peel back the curtain here, have you looked into our Spark reads today? Do we have any giveaways?
I didn't see any, but we were supposed to have the giveaways the last few weeks, but then you just never gave the stuff away.
You hadn't given me a Spark sheet in the last 5 days.
Because you didn't read any of them.
Who's doing their job and who's not doing their job?
Wait, I think it's a collective effort.
Do I have a Spark sheet in front of me right now? I do not.
Let me look.
If we have a giveaway, if someone can give us a place where it's
inappropriate.
We do. I know.
We do have a giveaway. You'll never guess what it is.
If you have the most inappropriate place to eat pizza at 412-928-9370, we'll give something away. We'll tell you what that is coming up next. You got a place?
I have a place, and it might be number one, the dentist.
Ain't nobody eating a slice of pizza in the waiting room of a dentist office. No. Do you always brush your teeth before you go to the dentist?
Yes.
Harry, do you brush your teeth before you go to the dentist?
Yeah.
My wife told me I was weird for brushing my teeth before the dentist. Like, what am I supposed to do? Walk up in there with all my friggin' like tuna sandwich in my mouth?
Right, yeah. I want to have decent breath for whenever they dig in my mouth.
Yeah, she's like, you're not fooling them by brushing your teeth. I said, I'm not trying to fool them.
No.
I got a hygienist who's going to be standing in my mouth for 45 minutes, and I owe her or him the respect of not breathing Taco Tuesday on their mouth.
Yep.
Like, no. It's not about trying to fool them. Like, I know I'm not brushing away a cavity, but I can't just have that bad breath going straight into their nose. All right, coming up next, Paul Skeens making history yet again. Can you view Paul for what he is, which is a joy, or because the Pirates suck so bad, do you have a hard time enjoying what he's doing right now? We'll get into that when we come back. Worst places to eat pizza at 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Paul Skenes named the starting pitcher for the All-Star game yet again. The only pitcher in the history of Major League Baseball to get that nod the first 2 years of his career. It's incredible. Skenes will become one of only five major league players ever to start in the All-Star game in each of his first two big league seasons. Joe DiMaggio, his first seven seasons, was a starter. Pretty good. Ichiro, first four seasons, he was a starter. Pretty good. Rod Carew, three consecutive seasons to start his career starting the All-Star game. And Frank Robinson, two consecutive seasons in 1956 and 1957. Each of those dudes is in the Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
So Paul Skenes, pretty good trajectory. Can you enjoy this? Or is his greatness a reminder of just how bad everything else is around the Pittsburgh Pirates? 412-928-9370. I have a hard time with it because, you know, it's our job, but we also love baseball, so I'm trying to watch every pitch of every Pirates game, if feasible. Like, if my daughters aren't doing something, and I know with you on the weekends, it's tough because your kids are out playing baseball and you're out in the sun for 15 hours a day and you want to watch them. I will not miss a Skenes pitch, though.
Uh-huh.
I will find a way, no matter what is going on, to watch every pitch that Skenes throws as a Pittsburgh Pirate, and I will enjoy every moment of it, but it is always a reminder of just how awful the team is around him. It was different last year, I thought. Because they would at least win when he pitched. Now, it's almost impossible to enjoy him because you marvel at his greatness, but he goes out there the other day, five innings, just two runs, not his best start, but he came out, first nine guys retires with relative ease. The splinker is diving. The fastball is blowing by guys. The secondary stuff was on. And, okay, he gives up one bad swing. His first multi-run homer he's allowed since August of last year, and you knew that that was enough. You knew that even if he would go six, seven innings, and they only let him go five, which is another story, he's going to wind up getting the L, or at best, he's going to get a no decision, and it's really tough to enjoy it for me. I enjoy him, but I always wind up getting more mad during his starts than I do any other time watching the Pirates because they're not giving him enough run support.
I can separate the two. I really can. I mean, I look at Skeens as his own entity, and I mean, and he so happens to be wearing a Pirate uniform, and that we're lucky enough to be able to watch him up close and personal if we want to. We want to drive down to the ballpark and grab a ticket, and it's a Skeens day. We get that opportunity that nobody else gets to have. So, like, you know, I'm a fan of him. I love greatness in sports, and he is embarking on that, and he so happens to be here in Pittsburgh. So it's nice to see somebody with that Pirate P hat on represent, you know, the city, I guess, in an All-Star game, or just represent the city in sports. I can look at, like, to me, it's not about him being on the Pirates and the Pirates losing games for, you know, in connection with him. He is more of a figure of representation of the city of Pittsburgh.
He almost transcends being a Pirate. He's just that great.
Yeah.
And for the time being, he's ours. Yeah, I try to enjoy it. And I enjoy every pitch that he throws. And then they turn it over to the bottom half of the inning. And 1, 2, 3 go the Pirates batters. And I find myself being more angry during his starts than when I'm watching Andrew Heaney go out there and give up 5 runs over 6 innings.
Sure.
Because he is great. And they don't score. And then he gets hung with the loss. And because of that, he's probably not going to win the Cy Young this year. I wish we could, I'm partially to blame, and I'm doing it right now. I wish we could just talk about the greatness that is Skeens and not go, oh, Paul did this, but. Exactly right. 412-928-9370. What is the most inappropriate place to eat a slice of pizza? Best caller or texter on this subject wins 2 tickets to see Styx and Kevin Cronin at Star Lake on August 10th. That's 2 tickets at 412-928-9370. Also, you could tell us if you're enjoying Paul Skeens or if you just get mad. To the phones?
Sure.
To the phones, John in Pittsburgh. Hi, John. What up, John?
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, morning. Really enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
Hey, worst place? Got to be the delivery room with your wife, right?
That's a pretty good one. You're telling her to push, and she's doing the... and you're just over there in the
Any
corner.
Pepperoni left.
Yeah. Anybody got another slice of cheese? That's a pretty good one, John. We'll put you on hold. 412-928-9370. Someone else wrote in during a job interview. You imagine you're at a Fortune 500 company and you're talking to the CEO. He's like, all right, how can you take us to the next great era of blah, blah, blah? And you're like, hold on 1 second, John. You bend over in your briefcase, pull out your yourself a slice, a thin slice of New York style. You fold that bad boy up and you start munching away.
Flip side. Best place to eat a slice of pizza would have to be in school, right? Those pizza days in school that you earned in class, and you smell it coming down the hallway, and you know that nobody else gets it but your class, and you get pizza instead of go eating the rubbery lunch that you probably would buy in the school cafeteria. That's probably the best pizza, no matter where the pizza's from. As long as it is brought into the school, it is the best pizza at the time.
You're right. We used to get it from a local chain. For pizza day, like once every couple of weeks, I think it would be a Thursday at Lebo. And it wasn't good pizza, but it was damn pizza, baby.
Right.
And it just hits different. Because if not, you're eating like bouncy chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Chicken patties.
Oh, those chicken patties, man. What percent chicken do we feel like?
That too.
Yeah. Let's go to Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, morning, boys. Listen, real quick, I was just talking to Harry on the off air, but anyways, watching Skeens is incredible. He's a, you know, generational talent, but after a while, when you can't get any run support, I said to him, why not? I mean, maybe it's time to start taking some chances on bats instead of taking pitchers every time.
And so you're saying that the Pirates should have drafted a bat 6th overall?
Just do something different. I'm sick and tired of just watching no runs come above or in any game, and then you're just wasting that unbelievable talent that you have in Skeens.
I'm with you, Joe. And it's not just with Skeens either. It's with everybody. They got one of the best pitching staffs in all of Major League Baseball. The bullpen has been lights out. I think Donnie Kelly's bullpen management has been sublime. And they're still, what, seven games under 500, six games under 500 now with Don Kelly?
Because
they can't hit the damn baseball. You're not going to get a guy who's going to help this offense the next 2 years in the draft. If they are to augment this roster and actually hit the baseball a little bit next year, it's going to be what they do with the deadline. It's going to be what they do this offseason, free agency, and bats being brought in through trades. If they got a college hitter, he probably wouldn't be up next year either and wouldn't be helping the current club. 412-928-9370. Writer or texter writes in, strip club, bad place for pizza. Are you kidding me?
No way.
Strip club is a great place for a slice of pie.
Absolutely.
Pizza pie.
Yeah, pizza. Pizza pie.
Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. What's the worst place, the most inappropriate place to eat a slice of pizza? And also, do you find yourself enjoying what Paul Skeens is doing? Or because the Pirates are, gestures wildly, the Pirates, do you find yourself having a difficult time enjoying this dude making history? 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. For whatever reason, we've been asking you this morning, what's the most inappropriate place you could eat a slice of pizza? And Joe Starkey getting slapped in back-to-back texts by different phone numbers. Actually, worst places in front of the 93.7 The Fan YouTube live stream. If you're eating a slice of pizza, you will also see Joe stuffing his mouth with slice of Broadway between segments, which I've said this before. The YouTube stream's always running at my house because my kids watch me in the morning. They want to see Dad spout terrible hot takes. So it just stays on, and I'll see Starkey and I'll see Pomp. And yeah, on Wednesdays when Slice of Broadway comes up in here, Joe, he's trying to set a Guinness World Record for number of slices of pizza he can get down his gullet in a break. I mean, he is like Joey chestnutting that pizza, man. Another text, setting the scene. Here's an inappropriate place to eat a slice of pizza. You're Joe Starkey in the middle of a radio interview, and you get done asking your interview subject a question, and you just hammer a slice of pizza. That does happen all the time, too. He'll be like, Ray, what do you think about the Steelers' third-round draft choice? And Ray starts answering. You just see,
he's just grubbing.
Just grubbing out on that pizza. You can give us a ring on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We have asked, can you enjoy what Paul Skeens is doing? Every time out, he's making history. Now the only pitcher in the history of Major League Baseball to start the All-Star game in each of his first two seasons. Or are you like me and you just get frustrated when you watch Skeens pitch because you know they're not scoring runs? To the phones again?
Yes.
To Andy in Washington. Hi, Andy. Andy's gone. To Jeff in Uniontown. I was in Uniontown eating beef this weekend. Hi, Jeff.
I was sweating all day.
It was hot, man. It was way hot.
Yeah. Hey, I understand Starkey's thing, but the dude that stole the tip jar from Giovanni's Pizza, imagine him walking into court with a slice of pizza.
That's a good one, Jeff, for putting you on hold. Someone also wrote in, if you went to a funeral of somebody who died choking on a slice of pizza,
can't have the pizza there.
Can't have the pizza there.
No.
You're right about that.
What about at the beach? Like, not like whenever you're walking on the boardwalk of a beach and it's nighttime and it's, you know, you want to get something to eat. I'm talking about sitting down in the sand with the waves in front of you eating a slice of pizza. I feel like that's not appropriate.
So I had never had pizza on the beach until 2 years ago. We went to New Jersey and they have the boardwalk right there. And so we grabbed an entire pie and brought it down onto the beach. But then you got wind whipping everywhere. Right. There's sand. I think you're right about that. I thought, what could be better? Who doesn't love the beach? Who doesn't love pizza? You put those things together, it's not exactly a perfect marriage. It's a good call by you.
Yeah.
I'd still risk it.
I mean, if there's pizza there, I'm probably going to eat it.
Probably going to eat it, yeah.
But there's going to be sandy pizza.
Get up in one of them tents. Yes, Harry. No, he was leaning over for something else. Douglas in Moneka. Hello, Doug.
Hey, how are you doing?
What up?
I get tired of talking about depressing Pittsburgh sports, so I had to give a shout out to my girls with Pittsburgh Spirit yesterday, who turned a 1-3-2-5 triple play.
Wow.
And that is good stuff.
One.
Two tag outs.
So
pitcher to one.
Yep.
One to home, tag out. Home to third, tag out.
Oh, you love to see
that. That's great.
We don't see enough triple plays.
No.
Good shout, Douglas. No. Thank you.
You got it.
Fast pitch. Nice. Pittsburgh spirit.
Three tag outs, one play. Texter. Sorry. Go ahead.
Wasn't there a video game called Triple Play?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One. Boys, I feel like if you get pulled over when you're going 60 and a 35, you shouldn't have a slice. It's tough to eat hot pizza while driving.
It's hard to not eat pizza while driving if you just picked up a fresh piece pie, a fresh box of pizza.
All right, let me throw this out there. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. If you are tasked with picking up the pizza, do you always eat a slice on the drive home? 412-928-9370.
Hard.
It's hard not to.
It's the best smell.
How about my dude? So we go to golf last weekend. My college buddy was in town. And we play nine holes. And it's 85 degrees. And we're sweating bullets. We drive, pick up pizza on the way home. He's 6'4". And we're in my Honda Accord. And there's a car seat right behind him. So he's already scrunched in there. And I've got two large hot pizzas on his lap. I've never seen someone sweat as much as he did. I mean,
so
he was boiling. I was like, you want to grab a slice for the drive? He's like, I can't freaking move,
can't
dude.
Can't move. Nope.
Texter, can't eat pizza while watching the Steelers win a playoff game. Ouch.
Mm.
All right, coming up next, your pizza calls, texts, and tweets. Also, can you enjoy Paul Skeens making history, or do you just get mad because the team is so bad? And what did Ben Cherington have to say on his radio show yesterday about his plans, the Pirates' plans for the trade deadline? We'll get to that when we come back. First, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.